the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, the famous Madame La Gimp. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. One night, I am standing at the corner of 50th and Broadway, just minding my own business, when along comes Dave the Dude in a taxi. He spots me, and the next thing I know, I am in the cab with him and headed for someplace. Naturally, I could refuse to go with him, but nobody ever refuses Dave anything unless they wish his Sunday punch. So there I am, started on one of the craziest things that ever happens on Broadway. And how it happens, I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Madame La Gimp.
As I say, Dave the Dude gets me in the cab with him. We drive clear to the east side, to a row of knocked-out tenements. Now, it is very puzzling to me why Dave has taken me here. But he says nothing until we get out and walk up 1,900 flights of stairs. While we are climbing up and up, Dave says...
It's on the top floor.
What is and why? We should hit snow pretty soon.
You know Madame La Gimp?
Sure. The old doll that hangs around the theaters, selling two-day-old newspapers and tired flowers from the undertaker's parlor? So what?
We're gonna see her.
Oh, I see. That explains everything.
Here we are. This is it.
If she is not at home after we climb this mountain...
She's home, all right. They brought her back from the hospital.
Hospital?
Yeah. She tries to knock herself off last night. And I wish to see why.
Maybe she tries it again. There is no answer to your knock.
Come on. Madam. Hey. Madam La Gimp.
Where is the light?
There's a gas jet right there, light it.
Gas? This is real old-fashioned. Look, Dave, there she is.
Madam. Hey, Madame La Gimp.
She is sleeping with her eyes open.
Maybe she... Hey, madam.
Huh?
Madam, look, it's Dave. Dave on Broadway.
Oh, Dave.